correspondent Anna Holligan in Rotterdam. 8:22.
A female judge who said drunk women are putting themselves at greater risk of rape has been accused of victim blaming. Judge Lindsay Kushner QC said women were entitled to drink themselves into the ground, but this could put them in danger as some predatory men gravitated towards vulnerable women. The police commissioner for Northumbria, Vera Baird, said the judge's comments would stop victims speaking out. We talked about this story on Saturday Breakfast yesterday, but let's go into it in a bit more detail. Sarah Vine is a criminal barrister who specialises in sexual assault cases. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Emily Jacob is a rape survivor and founder of Reconnected Life, which is a life coach company for survivors. Morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Sarah, can I just start with you? What did you make of the judge's comments?
I think that the judge's comments have been, in some quarters certainly, interpreted unfairly. She couldn't have been more unequivocal about the fact that she wasn't blaming victims. She was quite clear where the responsibility for rape and for sexual assault lies. And I think that her remarks were a salutary warning to the women that she has seen over many, many years of working as a judge, that drunkenness is a vulnerability that we have some kind of control over. And it's important that people who are going out for an evening of drinking understand that there are deeply, deeply unpleasant predators out there who are looking for people who are vulnerable.
Mm. Can I ask you, Emily, what you thought about what Lindsay Kushner said?
I was very hurt by what she said. For somebody in such a position of authority to be giving credence to the societal myth that as women, if we were only to behave a little bit more chastely and like a lady, then perhaps we could keep ourselves out of harm's way. Whereas actually the reality is that even if we were to stay home, we would actually statistically be more likely to be raped than if we were to be going out enjoying our lives in the way that as human beings we are entitled to.
She did say, though, that you know women are entitled
she
to go
did
out and
say
get
that
as drunk as possible, but she said she compared it to if you leave your front doors in, or your back door yeah. open in your house, then there are burglars out there
yeah.
and by leaving your back doors open you're leaving yourself open to that risk of being burgled.
My genitals are not property. I really very much object to the comparison between whether or not you are raped and whether or not you leave your doors open at your house.
Sarah, is there a danger that if women feel as if they're being blamed, they won't come forward, they won't report a rape case?
I think if women feel that they're being blamed, then there's a very real danger that that would happen. But I think it's important to be clear that women are not being blamed. In this case, Judge Kushner was absolutely plain about the fact that she was not blaming women.
Emily.
Well, I understand, I've read what she said, and I understand that she did caveat it in those terms. As a survivor of a rape that happened when I was drunk, and as the leader of a community group for survivors of rape, I can only say that what we hear is, if you had not been drinking, then this may not have happened to you. It takes an awful lot of work to overcome the self-blame that we begin our journeys of recovery with. We believe that we will be blamed. We believe that we will be judged by others. In fact, we are judged by others and we are blamed by others. We lose a lot of friends when we tell them what happened, when they say, but you could have prevented it if you hadn't been drinking. You deserved it. You were stupid. You were weak. And it's that it's that rhetoric in society that we need to work really hard to overcome so that victims of rape feel supported instead of blamed. And I understand where these myths come from, but actually when we can be just as easily raped in our own home, on a running through the park in broad daylight, it the fact that we are also raped when drinking, which is just as much our right as it is to go jogging in the daytime, it's just another one of these myths and that really help to make victims feel as though that they are responsible when they are not.
Is this what happened to you?
Yes.
You didn't feel that you could report what happened?
I reported a month afterwards, and one of the reasons that I only found out 2 years later that it wasn't prosecuted was because I had been drinking. And for me, this whole idea that victims will be less believed if they've been drinking is just counterintuitive, because we are more vulnerable when we've been drinking. We do become more easily prey when we've been drinking. And when we have been drinking, we cannot consent. So actually, the whole myth that if you weren't to drink, you wouldn't be raped. Plus, if you have been drinking, we won't prosecute. It just they don't work together. It's just crazy times. It's crazy times.
Sarah, how often does alcohol come into cases, and the how often does a defence use that as an argument in the case of their client?
I think it's important to make a distinction between the idea that a defence can be launched on the basis that a complainant was drunk and therefore it wasn't rape. It's not a defence. It's not a defence to rape that a complainant was drunk. But there is an issue here that is spread right across the criminal justice system as far as the credibility or reliability of a witness is concerned. The prosecution in a criminal case have to prove a case to the criminal standard, so they have to make a jury. They have to prove a case beyond reasonable doubt. The issue of alcohol is not about whether a woman is behaving in an unchaste way, and I agree wholeheartedly with most of Emily's observations. Mm. But it is not about you are drunk and therefore you're being unladylike or unchaste. The question is this: objectively, alcohol impairs your judgment. Alcohol can impair your recall. In most sexual assault or rape cases, the critical evidence is that of two people, the complainant and the defendant. Of course, a case of one person's word against another, as it's frequently characterised, is more than adequate in terms of the facility to prove it. However, when one of those people has been drinking, a jury may well come to the conclusion that that person is being entirely honest in their account, but nonetheless, their reliability is impaired because of an objective.
Sarah, I agree that alcohol can impair recall. Trauma can impair recall as well. So the very act of rape will mean that the person can be disassociated, detached, switch off from memory. So whether or not alcohol is involved, the trauma of rape can impair recall and generally does. So alcohol isn't the only thing that that impairs recall and makes it difficult for a jury to come to reasonable doubt. And I think, you know, we absolutely need to get juries understanding, and that means everybody, man in the street, woman in the street, understanding what it is, what the experience of rape is, what it is to be raped, and to understand that when they're on a jury, to go in with an open mind, really, without the myths. And that's why I think that the judge saying these things has just reinforced those myths for the man, woman in the street.
And just finally, Emily, and briefly, if we can, you run this life coaching company that we've mentioned, which helps victims of sexual assault.
Yes.
How do you think they will be feeling about this?
Well, I know from comments in my community group yesterday that one girl said she feels hopeless. It hurts. It cuts us into the bone when these kinds of comments are made. We fight very hard to believe in ourselves and to let go of the blame for ourselves that we carry. And when people in authority seem to give credence, and I know that Judge Kushner caveated her comments, but they do carry the implicit belief that we could have protected ourselves if we weren't drinking, and that I think is absolute rubbish. I believe that the only way we can protect ourselves is if we're not in the vicinity of a rapist.
Do you say to the women that you work with, you know, do take responsibility for yourself, don't go out of your way?
No, I don't say that, because all of that supposedly helpful advice is incredibly unhelpful in reaffirming victim blaming and reaffirming ourselves to find reasons to blame ourselves. The only reason that I was raped was not the vodka I was drinking, it was the rapist who raped me.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Emily Jacob, who is a rape survivor and founder of Reconnected Life. And you also heard from Sarah Vine, who is a criminal barrister who specialises in sexual assault cases.